There are certain shared childhood experiences that seem to stick with us over the years to adulthood. For a lot of people, the memory of the book fair coming to school is one filled with nostalgia. We've already heard from a few of you on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gerald said, I absolutely adored those as a kid. It felt like Christmas. And Steven said, one of my favorite books that I still have today and try to read each winter is Soldier Boys by Dean Hughes. I got it in middle school at one of the fairs. We want to hear your stories on this one at 800-642-1234. Do you remember these things? Book fairs in your school, cafeteria, gym, or library? Was it a magical time for you? Maybe you remember flipping through the Scholastic book catalogs and circling the books you wanted. Call 800-642-1234 or leave a comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Marina Corin is a staff writer for The Atlantic. Marina recently wrote the piece, The Fleeting Magic of Scholastic Book Fairs. Marina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, you clearly remember these things. I remember these things. I don't know if everybody did them. So just spell out how these things worked and I guess still work.
Right. So book fairs have been around for a long time in the United States. And in the 1980s, these book fairs were mostly put on by a mix of groups. You know, it was a couple of bookstores, a couple of big corporations, and maybe a few dozen smaller regional groups. But by the 1990s, there was one organization that pretty much, you know, captured the monopoly on book fairs, and that was the Scholastic Corporation. And even today, it's still the largest operator of book fairs in the country. So, you know, I remember in elementary school and middle school, I remember, you know, there was one day a year that, you know, an auditorium or a gym or a library was transformed almost as if by magic into this pop-up bookstore. And I remember kids absolutely losing it over that. And that still happens today. There are thousands of book fairs every year across the country.
And you had a pretty strong nostalgia for these.
I did, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I remember seeing a tweet a couple of years ago. Someone wrote, I've spent my whole adult life chasing the high of a Scholastic book fair. And that tweet was pretty popular and really relatable, and I wondered why that was. So I decided to go to an actual Scholastic book fair this fall. And I went into it with the tentative headline of, you know, the timeless magic of book fairs. And the headline that we ended up running with was The Fleeting Magic. So I think it's safe to say that my experience as an adult with these book fairs was not the same experience that I had as a kid.
Yeah. What was it like being in there? You had the memory, from the kid's eye view and the kid's height view of the book fair. What was it like walking in just as a grown up visiting this school?
Right. So, yeah, I think part of the problem is memory. You know, our memories are highly malleable and really subject. They're very easily distorted. And I did not realize that before I walked in. I walked into this elementary school out in a D.C. suburb in Maryland expecting the same grand and magical experience that I had as a kid. And we were walking down the hallway and I'm surrounded by all these Scholastic reps who are so excited to show me the book fair and who love it because obviously that's their job. And we turn the corner and we walk into the school's library and it felt like someone had just sucked all of the air out of the room. because in front of me, you know, there was certainly a book fair. It looked like one. There were bookshelves. There were books on the shelves. There were kids walking around, you know, like with their fists, like clutching dollar bills. But under the like fluorescent lighting of the room, it just looked plain and small and not at all as I had remembered it.
Talking to Marina Corin, staff writer for The Atlantic, talking about her new piece, The Fleeting Magic of Scholastic Book Fairs. If you have a memory of Scholastic book fairs or your teacher now yourself and have a story about them, you can call in at 800-642-1234. You can also join the conversation on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You also talked to some of the kids, though, Marina, through their eyes. Was this still kind of a magical moment?
It was. Yeah, I talked to a couple of fourth graders, so that makes them about 9 or 10 years old, and they had been going to Scholastic book fairs at the school since kindergarten, and that's only a couple of years, and for them, it wasn't old at all. They were really excited to be there. They took me on a tour of the bookshelves and talked about their favorite books, and they said that they get excited every year when the book fair comes. Obviously, I couldn't ask them, you know, in-depth questions about their like real emotions about the book fair, but I could see through their eyes and, as you said, through their height level. Like, this is this book fair is obviously for them, and they are not tired of it yet. They absolutely love it.
I do have fond memories of these, and I kind of remember flipping through the catalog and circling, I don't know, like 50 books, and my mom said, okay, yeah, pick two or three or something like that. But it was a lot of fun in the day. But yeah, I wonder, one of my thoughts is, okay, we keep hearing about kids and screens and devices and gadgets. Books were still exciting to the kids you talked to?
They were. And I actually asked them, you know, do you or your friends have smartphones? Do you have iPads? Do you have tablets? And they all did. But they said that they'd rather use those devices to watch TV. And for them, to hold a book, to smell the pages, they were really into smelling the books.
Oh, we're all about smelling books here at Central Time, by the way. There's something magical about the smell of a new book.
Yes, I think that's the same here on the East Coast. something about that was still exciting for them. And I think that also, you know, it depends on the school. Like this school I went to had a really thriving library. They call it the Media Center because this is 2018. But the teachers made a big point about how important books were. And I think that does help.
Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Paul on the line in Columbus. Paul, hi there.
Hello.
What'd you want to tell us about, Paul?
Just that I took my son, he's 14 now, but I took him a few years back to a school fair or a book fair, and I pretty much got the same feeling. There was, you know, we walked into the room and there was cutouts of life-size people and just books everywhere on the tables, on the walls, just packed, and you know, kids everywhere, really excited. And I kind of got the same feel that we're talking about today. I mean, it was kind of fun, and I was an adult.
Well, now how about your son, 11 at the time? Was he into it?
Oh yeah, he was. He came home with a few books, you know, actually a few paper airplane books where he could learn how to make paper airplanes.
Paul, thank you so much for sharing that. We'll go to another caller right away. Heather is with us in Milwaukee. Heather, hi.
Hi.
What do you think about these book fairs?
I just recently helped with my son's school's book fair. My kids are in 3rd and 6th grade, and I think it's just as magical for them as it was that I remember it being. But our school does a really good job. The PTO does a really good job with decorating and working up to the hype. The kids are all really excited about it, and it is like a week and a half.
Fantastic, Heather. Thanks a lot for sharing. Thanks to both of you for those calls. Now, Marina, speaking of the effort the school puts into it, at that elementary school you visited, they did put a lot of work into it. And one aspect of it was knowing that not all kids were going to be able to afford to buy books of their own. The school kind of helps out there.
Right, yeah. So every school that puts on a Scholastic Book Fair receives some money from the book sales. And the school that I visited, they took a cut of that money and they used it to allow some kids that they knew from confidential school records that maybe their families couldn't afford a book, they would give these students a bookmark, send them into the library, and let them choose whatever book they wanted. And the principal at that school told me that there was one student in kindergarten who came in with a bookmark, selected his book, and told them that this was the first book he'd ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice to see the effort that the school put into the fair. For example, there was a section called Girl Power, which I don't remember having as a kid, and Scholastic later told me they added only in 2017. And many of the titles and the banners, I guess, that indicated what genre you were looking at were in Spanish, which I also don't recall from my experience. So it really seems that Scholastic and the schools that they work with are trying to keep up with the times and be more inclusive and make sure that kids who go to book fairs are seeing themselves in the titles.
So after going through this experience and the magic not being the same, obviously, as an adult as it was at the kid, I don't know, what is that? What are we missing as adults that we can't feel that at something like this? Or have we replaced it with other equally cool stuff?
Oh, that's such a good question. And maybe it's because I'm not a parent that I cannot adequately see the magic as some of these callers can. Maybe it's that. I think that for me, Scholastic Book Fairs provided a sense of independence that was so rare as a kid, because your schedules are completely organized for you by your parents, your teachers, your coaches. You're constantly watched. There's nothing that, you know, you could really do on your own. And I think then as adults, obviously, all we have is independence and relying on ourselves to live and feed ourselves and to pay the bills. And so I think that magic disappears with adulthood, that sense of, you know, you know, getting some money and walking into a room and getting to choose whatever book you want. Sure, that happens now if I walk into a Barnes & Noble and I want to buy a book, but
it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
We'll leave it there. Marina, thanks for joining us. That's Marina Corin, staff writer at The Atlantic. She joined us to talk about a recent piece called The Fleeting Magic of Scholastic Book Fairs. A lot of callers on the line still, and we're out of time. You can share your stories, though, at the Ideas Network Facebook page.